Track 3.1.
Recording 8.6.
On Around the World this week, we're looking at giving presents in different cultures. With me is travel writer Neil Palmer. Welcome to the programme, Neil.
Thank you.
Now, everyone gives presents, of course, but it isn't as easy as that, is it?
No, it certainly isn't. In some places, like China, for example, it's polite to refuse a present once or twice before accepting it. If you accept it immediately, people might think you're greedy. And you should give the present with both hands, not just one hand.
Oh, that's interesting.
And even opening presents can be a problem. In most Western countries, like England or the USA, people want you to open the present when they give it to you. But in places like Thailand and Vietnam, it's very rude to open a present immediately. You should keep the present and open it when you get home.
And is there anything you shouldn't give as a present?
Well, that depends on the country. In Japan, you must never give anything you can cut with, like knives or scissors, as these are a symbol of death.
Oh dear, that could be embarrassing.
Yes, and in both Japanese and Chinese, the word for four means death, so you shouldn't give anyone an even number of things. That's why in Japanese department stores you always buy glasses in sets of five or seven.
In the UK we often give flowers. Is that the same all over the world?
Yes, but you still need to be careful. In countries like Turkey, for example, you shouldn't give your hostess white flowers. People only give white flowers at funerals. And you must give an odd number of flowers. An even number is unlucky.
I never knew giving presents was so difficult. Neil Palmer, thank you for coming in to talk to us today.
It was a pleasure.